I don't get why your Zoom. Richie used that mic forever.
All right.
Well, we need to get you an idiot-proof mic.
Get you an idiot-proof something.
Good comeback.
Welcome to Destroy All Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Fuck.
Jason.
Wow.
You guys got me all flustered with my audio equipment.
It's been a hell of a day at sea, sir, so far. So what's up, man? What's on the show? What are we doing?
There's some fat, guy blocking me.
There's what?
There's some fat guy blocking me.
What does that mean?
It's what isn't that what the guy says when he's looking through the binoculars?
Yeah. There's a fat guy blocking me, sir. That's right.
Wow.
That was from Overboard, Carl.
Okay. Another reference for the fans. That no one will get.
It's true.
Overboard fans will get it.
Fuck them anyway. Break our fan fucking calling Jason and Ray fucking names. We can't have that.
I think they just told us to be better at this. That's pretty much what they said in a nutshell.
All right, what's on the show?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, one of my favorite role-playing games that I never played.
I've never played it.
I played other role-playing games, never Dungeons and Dragons.
I played it once or twice, didn't really get into it when I was like 7, 8 years old.
Oh, like role playing where like you're a butler and you're bringing your wife like cheese and wine, that type of role playing.
No, actual D&D.
So yeah, anyway,
so, all right.
What have you been watching?
I've been rewatching, besides a rewatch of Star Trek: The Next Generation, which I'm in the second season of.
That's a commitment.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one like you can watch a piece of an episode and get back to it. It's not like it's something that you got to sit and watch the whole thing.
It's not a bad idea.
I've been rewatching all of the Mission Impossible movies before I go see the latest Mission Impossible movie.
Solid.
I'm on just finished Ghost Protocol, next is Fallout.
I think they kind of get better as I go.
Yeah, they said that's the strange thing with Mission Impossible movies, how it doesn't work like regular movies. Most movie series get worse as they go.
Yeah.
And it's just gotten bigger.
Tom Cruise, man, he takes his characters seriously. That's I feel like he won't even release a movies, like especially if it's a sequel. Like they have to be good. He wants them to be as good as the original, or if not better, kind of like the second Top Gun and all the.
Oh, JJ, that's a good freeze though.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Hear you now. Yeah. You froze.
Yeah, again. You just froze up again.
I don't know what the deal is. I'm getting your internet is unstable. No warning on my computer.
Yeah, you got slow. Your broadband slowing down. That's why Richie hardwires himself in now.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's old school.
Hardwiring?
Yeah.
I have enough cable to reach, so why not?
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway. So far Mission Impossible, last time I checked, when I checked yesterday, had 90% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
I ain't gonna go see that stupid shit. The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not going to go see that super shit? Come on.
I got to see Oppenheimer first.
What? But Oppenheimer's not out.
I know, but I'm not going to the movies anytime real soon.
So, yeah. I'm not going to see, especially to go see fucking. Did you go see Indiana Jones yet? Anybody?
Carl
did. I did.
Huh?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was really good.
Jeez. Well,
I wouldn't say really good. It definitely tops number 4.
Well, anything, a freaking balloon with a hat with top number four.
I've heard people say that it's worse than number four. I'm not even kidding.
Whoa. Fuck that. No, it's not.
Well, I heard that.
I heard a lot of bad things about it.
Me too. I heard that the chick who plays, I don't know, everyone says that she's insufferable and she pretty
Fleabag?
Indy the whole movie.
Phoebe Waller-Briggs.
Yeah.
She's okay.
She shit the bed, huh?
I heard Disney fired her already. Like, they removed her from any future projects that they were going to have.
Oh, wow.
Like, Jesus. That bad.
Wow.
Well, they're not going to have future Indiana Jones projects. I can tell you that. Not with the box office performance of this one.
Really?
She was better than Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, well, it didn't.
That's a fucking stretch. Yeah,
it did.
I know.
It didn't open well. It didn't open well at all. That's why everyone's praying that the movie industry's praying that Mission Impossible and
Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Barbie, Mission Impossible, and Oppenheimer. Every other thing they've been releasing has been opening really soft. It's like, yeah.
Barbie. Fucking Barbie.
I'm telling you, this movie's going to surprise people.
It's going to surprise me if I ever watch it. Although, like I told my wife, I didn't think I was going to like Spice Girls.
Right.
And then I watched Spice Girls, and it is so ridiculous that I enjoyed it.
That's what I think we're in for.
Spice World?
Spice World, yes.
Yeah, Spice World. I think that's what we're in for.
It had Bob Cratchit was their manager in Spice World.
Bob Cratchit was?
Yeah, Bob Cratchit from the
TNT version. Yep, from the TNT version with Captain Picard.
Yeah, you know.
The best one.
Old Loki from Loki.
Oh, yeah. I heard that Indiana Jones, like when it was all said and done, because they had to do 6 reshoots for the ending. This is just stuff that I like heard from dudes who have insiders at Disney, but they said that they spent like over $300 million on it. And with the marketing and paying for all the actors and all the reshoots, they have to hit $780 million to break even.
Oh boy.
Worldwide. They're not even close. Like they were, they
even
had
to worldwide.
That's worldwide. They have to hit 780, but like their first weekend, they needed to at least get like 140, 150 on a holiday weekend, and they ended up getting like 60 million, 65 Oof. Million. So yeah, it's not doing good.
Wow.
I enjoyed the ending. I heard a lot of shit talking about it. I enjoyed.
This movie's box office so far is only 256 million.
And they have to get to 750?
Yeah.
780.
780.
Oh, God.
To break even. So anything over that's going to be considered profitable.
I'm watching The Offer.
Mm. Oh yeah, that was fun. I watched that.
Yeah. That's all I'm watching. That's good enough for me. Go. Right. Anybody else?
I watched that movie you guys harped me for not watching, with like Kevin Spacey and all the dudes, Glenn Gary.
Okay, let's hear.
Yeah.
How much did you enjoy?
I thought it was all right. Like it was very just a movie full of talking. I mean,
It was a movie full of talking.
There was no like they're just calling each other cocksuckers and telling stories about the big sale. I mean, I called the ending when I watched it. Like I knew that was going to happen.
Shelley the Machine Levine.
Yeah, the whole
you say fuck the machine. I say fuck the machine.
Yeah,
but it was. I can see why. Like it's pretty popular because like the acting and the star match. Power. Yeah,
that shit that we pulled on my guy yesterday. it's not even my place to say it. It was admirable.
Movies.
Anyway, all right, let's get to this movie.
Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
Dun, dun, dun.
Directed by Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly. Screenplay by them and Michael Giglio. Story by Chris McKay. starring Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, Sophia Lillis, and Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Who's a fucking Oompa Loompa, by the way.
But Bradley Cooper was in it for like a second.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. He sure was.
He played a hobbit.
I don't know how I feel about this movie.
Okay.
So it's basically, it's not like people go to a Dungeons & Dragons or play a role-playing game or anything. It's just these characters who would have existed in that universe.
Right.
And Chris Pine, of course, plays kind of a con man-ish type.
Scoundrel.
Scoundrel.
Yeah.
He's really good. Chris Pine's always good.
Yes, he's always good.
And he's on the tall guy list, too.
He's on the
He's about my size.
Oh.
Oh. Excellent.
I got a little affinity for the tall guy list.
Right on. Were you in any of his movies as an extra?
No. Right.
You didn't double him because
I'm a stand-in.
I'm a stand-in. No, I was Jeff Goldblum's stand-in.
Oh, there you go.
He's our size too.
Nice.
So he's like a bard. He plays the ukulele or whatever the frig that thing is. What do you call those things?
Oh God, it's not a ukulele.
Like a mandolin, something like that.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, something like that. Small lyre.
The chicken. I wasn't there. The chicken's in the mail.
This movie, I don't know. I don't know the first thing about
Dungeons and Dragons, the game,
right? Either the tablet of resurrection,
yeah.
Or the fucking helmet of Narnia that fucking you have to be a 13 level wizard,
yeah, to get the
helmet to work.
No,
you know. I'm sure there's a group out there that's like, man, the helmet of Narnia. I can't believe they used that in the movie.
He did get better. He got better as he went along.
Yeah, you can't. But he could have done that. You have to be a 13th level wizard.
Well, something
like that.
He only lacked self-esteem and confidence.
Yeah,
that was his only problem.
Yeah,
the power was within him all along.
Yeah, all he had to do was click his heels and he could go home.
Yeah, so apparently his daughter is dead. He's in prison. His daughter's not
dead.
His wife's dead. His daughter's alive. She's with Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant used to be part of his crew.
Very briefly.
He went after Chris Pine went to prison. Hugh Grant became like a nobleman.
So basically, to defeat the fucking evil witch, you just needed a handcuff.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Press her powers, pretty much.
Yeah.
She started that.
And there is some overarching villain that you never really see. Mm-mm. And they talk about all the time. Shazbot or something. And
Shazbot.
And that's what, like, the red witch who's in this is like a disciple of that dude. So I guess in the many sequels that are going to come after this one, that they'll be rolling that dude out. I doubt this is going to be made into a sequel. But
when this movie ended, I was like, man, I really hope. I think the studio is like expecting sequels, but I was like, I hope they don't make a sequel to this movie. Like, just
Well, they have to. They brought Michelle Rodriguez back, so she has to drive something. Otherwise, it's not going to.
Yeah,
she needs something fast to drive.
They were trying to do another.
Plus, they had
new IP.
They had a sling ring in it. Even though Dungeons and Dragons nerds are going to say, we appeared in Dungeons and Dragons first before Marvel used it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The portals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I played that video game.
They work like a sling ring, or as Carl said, like portals in the game Portal.
Oh.
Great game.
I've never played Portal.
But it's basically the game is you keep going through these portals and popping out in other places.
Oh.
It's a lot of puzzles, which I like.
I'm surprised Tom Cruise isn't doing it in his next Mission Impossible movie. I know. I'll just portal the shit out of it. And he's like, but I want real portals. I'm not doing one. Yeah,
no. Tom Cruise is gonna enter the multiverse in this new one.
But for real.
Yeah, but for real. Like, Tom Cruise
has a whole bunch of people doing research trying to
get portals going. Portal
technology. Give me Doctor Strange's Chinese buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wong.
The story wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
Yeah, I felt like it was okay.
I like that it could have been funnier. I like that his the coolest thing about his character is he came clean. Just be like, listen, I was just an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't downplay it. He was just like, but you know, I lied to you guys. I'm an asshole. I did it for this reason.
There's a lot of funny lines.
I'm saying
really funny.
They could have been funnier. It could have been funnier. Because they tried
some to keep of it felt it, forced.
Yeah. They tried to keep it lighthearted, but some of the jokes just weren't landing that hard.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like a lot of people are doing this, like Jumanji and
so what was
right, but I'm okay with Chris Pine, I'm okay with Michelle Rodriguez, you know. The dude that played the sorcerer apprentice sorcerer,
right?
He should have been they should have gotten a much funnier British dude to play that part.
Absolutely. Because it would have been way better
because his lines were especially not landing.
Dull.
The girl who can turn into a fly, into a rat, the shapeshifter little pixie.
Yeah.
The Arrival.
Tiefling Druid.
Amy, so there you go.
Raised in the Neverwinter Wood.
Amy Adams.
By a wood elf enclave.
I could have sworn she was Amy Adams' daughter.
Oh my God. Say that again, Jim. Like say that again. What was she?
She was a Tiefling Druid raised in the Neverwinter Wood by a wood elf enclave.
Oh my God.
She is a member of the Emerald Enclave and has organized a resistance group against the Lord of Neverwinter, who targeted the forest.
Neverwinter? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's always nice. The weather's great in Neverwinter.
and then people wonder.
You know how you have winter?
We never have it. Go ahead, Jack.
I said people who play Dungeons and Dragons, they wonder why people like think of them as like super nerds and like they stereotype them for shit like that. They have to have a backstory.
Fucking A, right? Like I could just imagine the fucking typing that's going on.
The playing card.
Man,
they should have approached this movie like Princess Bride, where they had like a group of kids or like adults playing, and then like they jump back into like the game. But they add like some real world humor, or like they'll read something and they'll be like, and then it goes back to the kids or the people, and they're like, "What the hell does that even mean?" And they just start making some outlandish shit up.
That could have been better.
Yeah, they should have approached like Princess Bride. That's how they should have did it. Yeah.
The end of the Lego movie.
Yeah, exactly. They could have done something like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and they had no theme song.
Yeah, they didn't have a really good theme song. A catchy theme that explained the premise.
Right. They need that. And
just wrapped it up.
I mean, what was the point of Bradley Cooper being in this? Like, did he owe someone a favor?
I don't know where they're just doing
it to have fun.
That's what I mean. Like, we're like, hey, Bradley, what are you doing this weekend? You want to be a dwarf or something? What?
He did half a day's work.
And once you win Dungeons and Dragons, aren't you like the Dungeon Master or some shit? Like,
the Dungeon Master is the guy who runs the game.
Okay. Well, but they didn't have like a point to like, they completed all these quests, but there was,
who was the Dungeon Master?
Yeah, like they didn't really get into that.
Because this wasn't a game. This is a character that exists in their fantasy realm.
But they could have made it more.
A dungeon master would be somebody who runs the role playing game. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what the Princess Bride style and like,
right?
You know,
the puppet master.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I don't even need that. I just needed it to be a little bit funnier.
Or at least at the end, show who the Dungeon Master was. I don't care if it was, in our...
Or if they wanted to promote the game, they could have when they show each character, they could have did those scenes where it freezes the frame and it shows their character name, what their powers are, what they're actually called to kind of promote the game as well. I don't know. Just so you knew exactly what each character was able, their abilities were, you knew what they were, what they were there for. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I've found the guy's name.
Who?
Zastam. That's S-Z-A-S-S.
Who's that?
That's that villain that the Red Witch worked for. Okay. Red Sorceress, whatever the hell she is.
Maybe he's the Dungeon Master.
So maybe he's the Dungeon Master. They were talking about him, but you never see him.
I wanted to see Vecna.
It would have been cool when they were going around stealing all the stuff, or when they were in the maze.
Yeah.
And they opened the box there was a pair of dice. That would have been funny.
Oh, like 10 sided dice. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with these?
Yeah. That would have been funny. It's kind of risky, doing a movie like this that's a huge game that's been around for years, right, and them not really reference the game. Nope, this is just a crazy fantasy world.
Right. They literally just used a couple characters from the game, and that was about it. And a couple of their toys that they use.
Yeah. And the weapons and tools and powers were all from the game.
Well, I'm sure there's Easter eggs all over this movie.
The thing that she turns into, the bear, owl bear.
Right.
I like the owl bear.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's directly from the game.
Yeah,
probably.
I heard someone mention that, oh, the owl bear, they got that right.
Because I will not be watching this movie.
There's a treasure chest that turns into a monster, and that I've seen in some video game.
So Friday night, I'm inviting all my friends over to play the game and watch the movie simultaneously.
It'll be a short night, about 12, 14 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
So this movie...
My mom's getting pizza.
Yeah.
This movie cost $150 million and so far has made $208 million. So I don't think it's going to get a sequel.
Unless it smashes at home releases, but I don't know. Mm-hmm.
We're going to pregame at Papa John's Pizza and then we'll meet up at my house.
Yeah, like I said, this movie was it was risky just going straight fantasy and not really having concept of the game. I just think that's, they could have promoted the game at the same time, and I mean Stranger Things did more to promote the game than this movie did.
So this thing only made 93.3 in the States.
Oh wow.
And 114 in the rest dollars? Of the world.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like just regular dollars, $119.
It got
four people.
It got mostly 90% pretty positive reviews out of 293 reviews.
That's fucking funny. It made 19.
But like I said, I might as well go first with the crosshairs. I'll give it a 2.5. I didn't mind watching it.
Right.
It's just, it didn't thrill me. Like I said, if it was on again, I'd watch a piece of it again, but I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again.
Right. And it would have to be where in the movie is it? And I'm it's too early. I'm not watching the rest of this.
Yeah, it did have a fairly slow start. So 2.5.
Two and a half. All right. Carl.
Right in the middle.
I was going right there with Jim. Two and a half. And the half is just for the gelatinous cube.
Oh.
Which shows up in other video games and stuff.
Yeah. And apparently if you stick your finger out of it, you're fine.
Yeah. You're all set.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Jello cube. Good for you, Carl.
Gelatinous cube.
Okay, get all it. Right.
Yeah, okay. What he means is it's not flavored.
I just reached my nerd level.
Nice. I give it just a 2. I'm not even going to go the half. It wasn't a terrible movie, but it's not something I'll probably watch again. I thought it was too long. There were some parts in there. I was like, man, why are you even watching this? Wow. I thought the whole digging up multiple dead guys to get information, I thought that was forced comedy, that whole scene.
It's funny.
I thought the first couple, but then when they kept doing it and doing it and doing it, I'm like, this is just dragging. But
yeah,
I don't know. But you're right. They've got to start making fucking
so
shorter
did
movies.
You know?
It's like every movie does not have to be over 2 hours long.
No, this movie could have been an hour and 30, hour and 45 minutes. Done.
Yeah, right. Should have been.
So did you know? Did you watch it? Did you watch the end scene, like after credit scene?
No.
Yeah. I watched it.
So it was the last dead guy that they got. Then he's still waiting for his question.
Oh, who was talking about the books?
Yeah. He said, "Can someone ask me?
Can someone ask me a question, please? Ask me my fourth question."
They did that joke in Airplane.
Of course.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll give him 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. I give it 4.5.
4.5.
I'm only kidding. 2. It was all right. Like, I didn't hate it. It was dumb. But it wasn't unwatchable. Like, it was too long. Again, fuck these movies. Fuck, you know what? 1. Seriously,
stop taking yourself so seriously, making 2.5-hour movies.
Well, all these guys fall in love with their own the smell of their own farts, and they can't bear to cut a fucking scene out of a movie.
It's fucking Zack Snyder's fault, that fucking asshole.
it's James Cameron's fault. That's
it's another one.
Actually, who did Braveheart? That was like the first movie with 2 VHS tapes. And I was like, 3 hours long. Is it Mel Gibson?
The Godfather 2 was pretty long as well.
Yeah.
But that's deserved.
It's not just the length.
Right. It's an adult movie.
But the thing is, genre movies, most of them would be better if they tighten them up. If they tighten them up, keep the story rolling.
88 minutes. That's 8 minutes of credits.
Commercials.
Okay.
8 minutes of commercials.
That's really tight.
Richie
wants a tight 40-minute show stuck into a movie theater.
Yes.
Good Netflix.
I'm telling you,
longer than an episode of Knight Rider.
Right. I need to get Disney needs to hire me for this shit. Because when people are pitching me like, I'm like, whoa, how long is this?
Jay said there's an opening.
Yeah.
Two hours.
Kathleen Kennedy might be out.
Yeah.
That's all Richie does. He sits in his office. They come in and give him a pitch. And Richie goes, 92 minutes. I'm feeling 92 minutes. On this.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. And that's including 7 minutes of credits. So you know.
If you give me any lip, I'm gonna include the previews in that 90 minutes.
92
no
minutes.
End scene. No end scene for you.
Exactly. No
post credits.
Yeah. Why? Because it's been done. Just move on. We get it.
Oh, listen to Stan fucking Lee over here with his what an end credit scene.
Yeah.
Well, the balls on this guy.
That's all I do. Like it would be perfect. People would come in, pitch me. I'm like, nope, get out of here, dummy. No one wants to see that. I have a vision. It's 2 hours and 36 minutes. Do you have a vision, Francis Ford Coppola? Get the fuck out of here.
I got a vision of the door hitting you on the ass on the way out. How about that?
You don't need 2.5 hours to fucking tell your fucking that the fucking your wizard friend has to fucking be wears Helmet of Narnia. You don't need 2 hours and 30 minutes of that.
Instead of 3 of a Kind this week, I was playing around with ChatGPT.
Oh boy.
And I asked it to write a 15-second promo commercial for our show. And it gave a line to me and to Richie. Richie, I just texted you your line. Could you read it now?
Yeah.
Okay. When I point to you, you'll do that line. Are you a movie lover craving unfiltered, hilarious, and brutally honest discussions about films? Look no further. Cut to quick shots of hosts laughing and engaging in lively conversations. Introducing Destroy All Movies, the podcast that takes on your favorite flicks with no mercy. Cut to animated graphics of exploding movie reels. Voiceover. Join Richie, Jim, and their hilarious guests as they dissect, critique, and hilariously destroy the movies you love. Cut to close-up shots of the host.
We're tearing apart the classics and eviscerating the flops.
No holds barred, no mercy given.
It's not bad.
I use these for acid ingestion.
Get ready for laughs, insights, and the wildest movie discussions you've ever heard. Tune in to Destroy All Movies. Screen fades to black with podcast logo and contact information.
That's wild. Not
terrible.
I was like, that's not bad.
That is wild.
Woo! And then that it says, is wild. End with a catchy jingle and fade out.
Oh, I have a catchy jingle.
What's amazing about it is how instantly it writes this shit.
Oh, it's cool.
Like,
it's
you don't big. Have to wait. You put in the thing, like, write a 15-second commercial script for our podcast. And it immediately, boom.
Wow.
It's done.
See, that's creepy, man. I don't want to be a part of that world. I don't want to be putting someone's fucking hand, some metal hand, into a fucking vat of fucking lava. So man. We don't have fucking, you know, I don't want to lower Arnold down, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I was wondering what the fuck you were talking about. Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking lower Arnold down and just have the hand there. You know, yeah. You got to go.
There's still one more chip.
Like, seriously, like, we are so fucking stupid if we keep going this way. Like, has no one watched a movie?
Yeah. No,
Lord, I know Lord knows. Cry. Lord knows, you know, it was those movies back then were only fucking 90 minutes, so people were watching them.
There's endless articles, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's
really great. Smart people saying, don't fucking do this.
Yeah, of course. I'm not a really smart person. I'm telling you not to do it.
I didn't say I was. Just people wrote articles.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I get it.
So, I get it too.
So that was that good on you, Jim.
And I get it.
Oh, whatever.
Oh boy.
Well, that's the end of four blah blah blah. Whatever number we're at. Jim always has to pun.
We're somewhere in the 428 range.
You're not even a dad. You're dropping dad jokes.
Right.
All right, well, Destroy All Movies can be found at damshow.co, damshow.co.
Damshow.co.
Our email address is?
DestroyMail@gmail.com. Once again, that's DestroyMail@gmail.com.
DestroyMail@gmail.com.
Yeah. So use that Amazon link.
Yeah, use the Amazon link. That's all we got. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
Good night, damnation.